Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Welcome to the Splendid Speaking podcast. My name's Pete Travis, and this week we're listening to Otavio from Brazil. A reminder that transcripts for all podcasts, including this one, are available to subscribers of our mailing list. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. How important to you is the need to respect our environment? What personal decisions and actions do you take to protect it? Are we more or less responsible than big business? Well, this week, Otavio was asked to give a 2-minute presentation on this subject. Otavio was sent the following question shortly before the interview. Talk about how important you feel it is that people respect their environment. If you wish, you can include personal decisions we can make, the responsibilities of the business community, our children's inheritance. A topic such as this has enormous contemporary relevance, and it's always a good idea to acknowledge this during your talk. In fact, it's a perfect way to begin your presentation, as it allows you to grab the listener's attention by pointing out the importance of the subject matter. Listen to Otavio and decide how well he manages to do this. In addition, decide how well he covers the topic in the 2 minutes allowed, and to what extent his use of signposting expressions help you follow his talk. If you have access to the transcript, listen a second time and answer the comprehension questions. Finally, make a note of his use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback session. Let's listen to Otavio.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that environment is a quite contemporary issue to talk about, and it's been debated all over the world, especially with the Kyoto Protocol, and that many countries have signed, others haven't yet, but I think they will. But in my opinion, the respect towards environment come from each of us. So first of all, we have to think of our actions, our attitudes toward the environment, because each action we do can harm our environment. People think that a lot of the impact that we have on the environment is caused by industries because of the greenhouse gases they produce while during the production, during the manufacturing of their products. But these can be tackled because lots of industries and lots of countries have decided to settle some levels to control. So this is a way that can be very friendly towards our environment. But as I was saying, this attitude have to come from each of us, because by doing simple actions we can really protect our environment. For example, we can separate our rubbish. Yeah, it can be we can have the selective rubbish collection that here in Brazil many cities have been doing already, and we can recycle our rubbish too. That is being quite it's been done here in Brazil too, because we using the selective rubbish collection, selecting into glass, plastic, and metal, especially aluminum, we can use this to recycle and turn into new pieces of furniture or even metal pieces. And these can be very effective, especially by lowering the expenses in the elimination of rubbish. So just to conclude, I'd like to say that especially this is an action that should be done by each of us.
Let's start by thanking Ottavio for taking part in this Skype interview and for agreeing to be recorded. Remember that you can always comment on his talk by going to the Splendid Speaking website. Now for some feedback. Ottavio answered the question appropriately and dealt with the topic with interesting personal views. He made a good start by explaining the contemporary relevance of the subject.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that environment is a quite contemporary issue to talk about, and it's been debated all over the world, especially with the Kyoto Protocol, and that many countries have signed, others haven't yet, but I think they will.
The talk was well organized, and Ottavio managed to deal with such a wide-ranging subject as this within the time limit. Following the introduction, he signaled the approach he was going to take to the topic.
But, in my opinion, the respect towards environment comes from each of us.
He then allowed himself just enough time to explain how international agreements are controlling the actions of industry, before returning to his view of the importance of personal responsibility and the actions we can take to protect the environment.
But as I was saying, this attitude have to come from each of us, because
Ottavio used signposts in this way throughout his talk, with expressions like, first of all, but in my opinion, as I was saying, for example. So, just to conclude. There were also some good collocational expressions, such as contemporary issue, impact on the environment, greenhouse gases can be tackled, elimination of rubbish. In terms of Ottavio's general use of English, we spoke after the interview about how at certain points in the presentation his fluency suffered as he tried to think of particular words or expressions. We decided that being recorded online in an activity like this can be quite nerve-wracking and affect fluency levels. Nevertheless, fluency skills can still be developed by practicing these long turns as often as possible. Ottavio's pronunciation was generally very clear, and his American pronunciation of aluminium as aluminum should not be regarded as an error. In general, his English was accurate. However, can you spot anything in these extracts which could be seen as errors in an exam?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that environment is a quite contemporary issue. Well, first of all, I'd like to say that environment is a quite contemporary issue. But, in my opinion, the respect towards environment comes from each of us. But, in my opinion, the respect towards environment comes from each of us. Each action we do can harm our environment. Each action we do can harm our environment. Lots of countries have decided to settle some levels, levels to control. So this is a way that can be very friendly towards our environment. Lots of countries have decided to settle some levels, levels to control. So this is a way that can be very friendly towards our environment. We can use this to recycle and turn into new pieces of furniture or even metal pieces. We can use this to recycle and turn into new pieces of furniture or even metal pieces.
Did you spot the errors?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that environment is a quite contemporary issue.
The definite article is required here, as we say the environment.
But, in my opinion, the respect towards environment come from each of us.
This should, of course, be comes from.
Each action we do can harm our environment.
It should be each action we take rather than do.
Lots of countries have decided to settle some levels, levels to control. So this is a way that can be very friendly towards our environment.
Expressions Ottavio could have used here were set levels or control levels. Also, the pronunciation of this was a bit too close to these here.
We can use this to recycle and turn into new pieces of furniture or even metal pieces.
Metal pieces sounds unnatural. Metal objects could be used to describe general items. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Once again, many thanks to Ottavio. Until next week, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. And remember that you can download the transcript to this and all previous podcasts by signing up to the Splendid Speaking newsletter, a link to which you'll find at www.splendidspeaking.com. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.